Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. Jenny, we're finally back together. I hadn't seen you in a bit.
I know.
You were busy working.
I don't know what I was doing. I don't even know what I did an hour ago. Oh, God.
I feel like the fact that we're able to figure out a time where both of us can sit in front of a microphone for over an hour is a miracle every time. Because I just don't know how we do it sometimes, because we both work a lot, but we also work on different coasts and in completely different jobs, and we're able to make it work.
Yeah, I mean, we also got much busier once the podcast started.
You know what's funny? I remember when we started the podcast, I was like, oh my God, we're in a pandemic. Nothing is moving in the entertainment industry. We finally have something to like look forward to every week. And then we started it, and then the entertainment industry is like, we've been dead. We've been hibernating. We will come back with the more force than you've ever seen before. Like, it was just so intense.
No, really intense. Like, all these events started again. I'm like, oh no!
It's been so weird because I've been working in this writer's room for a year and it's been via Zoom like the whole time. The other day someone was like, oh, don't you miss it when it was in person? And I was like, I don't miss it when it was in person because it was never in person. Like, it's been a year on Zoom. I kind of don't want to know what life is like outside of Zoom because I'm going to be so sad if I have to go back. I think so much of like working, even in the worst jobs I've ever had in my life, I always look forward to just going to a place with people. Like, that was always something that no matter the highs and lows of my career, especially at the beginning, which were very low, something about going to a place where everyone was sort of on the same boat, metaphorically speaking. Mm-hmm. I didn't work on a boat.
Our producer Kevin did.
Wait.
Our producer Kevin worked on the cruise ships.
Our producer Kevin, his full name is our producer Kevin. our producer Kevin worked on a cruise?
Yeah, he did.
Doing what?
I was a videographer. I would do the cruise video every week.
Oh my God. Our producer Kevin worked on cruises, just living his best life, you know, all you can eat buffet. What was it like? Was it one of your first jobs?
No, it wasn't. I was like mid-20s. It was like my college experience. I lived at a place and with people I worked with and the people that I partied with. And then we had a cabin where I had a roommate and we had bunk beds. It was a very formative experience.
Whoa!
You know what, Kevin? That sounds exactly like college. Just bunk beds, overworked, underpaid. That sounds better than college.
I mean, yeah, I'm on a boat, bitch.
So, Jenny, what was your first or worst job? Because for me, my worst job was my first job. And I feel like that is a consistent trend. No one I know has said my favorite job was my first job.
You know, I'm not sure if it was, in fact, my worst job, but my first job was Toys R Us.
Wait, what made you choose Toys R Us specifically to apply?
You know what's funny? That was the first question asked to me at my interview. I remember my abuelo took me to Toys R Us in Huachete, and I was still in my St. Brendan Catholic uniform. And I had just turned 18. It was November, right before Black Friday, which, by the way, Black Friday, it was my first work day.
Jenny, what the fuck? You went from, like, I've never worked a day in my life to working the equivalent of hell in the world of retail?
No idea what I was getting myself into. And he's like, why do you want to work at Toys R Us? And my answer was literally, oh, because, you know, Christmas and toys and kids and the Christmas spirit.
Are you Santa?
But yeah, I remember I didn't really get trained I knew that I didn't want to be a cashier. I didn't want to be responsible with people's money, especially back then. This was 2004. The cash registers were from the 1900s. These shitty cash registers. I have a math disability. There's no way I'm going to deal with these angry Miami customers and their fucking money. Anyway, so I chose to work on the floor. I remember that night, I got in at 5 p.m., so it was like peak shopping. It was chaos and destruction and very post-apocalyptic, but with G.I. Joes and Bratz dolls and hula hoops and shit. And I wore these brand new fucking Converse. Why did I do that? I don't know. I was bleeding. My feet were bleeding. It was 2 in the fucking morning, and we were putting away all the go-backs. Shout out to all my retail peeps. Y'all know what that means. Go backs and just restocking all the shelves for the next day. And I remember feeling delirious. Like, there were some other coworkers there, and we all just kind of bonded over the delirium and the bloody feet, which I'm sure is a turn on for some of you listeners.
No.
Anyway, I don't know why I went off on a tangent.
I would have preferred it over my first job, I will say that.
What was it?
I applied for this like PA job at a production company. I got hired and I was just like so excited. I didn't know how I got it. I was like, I can't believe I made it. I'm going to be on set. I'm going to be, you know, learning about the industry. I can't say what show it was, but it was a competition show about desserts on the Food Network. And I arrive and I'm like, oh my God, amazing. I feel like the excitement of being on set. And I'm like, what am I going to be doing here? And they're like, so, you know, after they cook, they throw everything on the floor. You clean the floor. And I was like, I'm going to learn so much here. I'm going to learn so much. On the like fifth day, I can't explain to you how numbing it was. Because, like, I wasn't using my brain. Like, it was just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse, rinse. And no one talked to me, right? Because I'm just a PA. Like, who cares about me? I'm not a person, basically, on set. And I was, like, miserable and sad. And just, like, I didn't like my job, but I was grateful for it. And then I went out one night, Jenny, to karaoke. And I got shwasted. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was telling my friends how like unhappy I am and how like I don't like this production company, that maybe if they were producing something a little bit more in my realm of knowledge or my realm of like passion, I'd be more happy. Like if it was a comedy, I'd do whatever for a comedy, whatever. And they were like, dude, you should just quit. So I sent an email at 2 in the morning, wasted, in the back of a taxi. And I was like, I'm not going to make it in tomorrow or any day anymore. I quit. Jenny, I woke up the next morning and I'm like, oh my God, thank God I like didn't do that, right? And my roommate was like, yeah, dude, you did. And I checked my email and I sent it and I had already a response from my boss saying, sorry to hear that, and nothing else.
Bro, you went above and beyond drunk texting. You drunk quit.
But Jenny, in that moment, I felt like such an ungrateful, terrible human, and I like struggled finding my next jobs, and I was like, I thought I had to leave New York. I was just like freaking out. And then I realized it was probably the best thing I did, because it forced me into a really uncomfortable place and I had to find my way out. And the next jobs I got, I had to do like 3 part-time jobs, because you know, that's the world we live in. I had like 3 part-time jobs, and each of those 3 part-time jobs, even though they weren't anywhere near a dream job, they did feed me and teach me, and I was really grateful for them. A lot of them were really difficult. I don't know if you've had, have you had like a terrible boss?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So my first job that I really truly was like, wow, this is a terrible boss, was this woman with this tough New Yorker type personality. She was just real blunt and mean. It was all computer work bullshit. It was at Miami-Dade College, because I was a graphic design major. That was my first major in college. And so she had promised me in the interview, oh, you're going to be doing all kinds of graphic design related stuff. And at first it was like that. And then eventually it just became just soul sucking clerical work and spreadsheets and the entire Microsoft Office suite. And
oh my God.
I just was very miserable. And she was such a bitch. But it was a mix of things, because also my ADHD made it really hard for me to stay on task and get certain things done the way she wanted. And she would have all these meetings with me, and she would tell me how poorly I'm doing. And so one day I just quit. The same thing happened with this personal assistant job.
Oh my God, Jenny.
That I had for this rich guy.
I can't believe me and you were personal assistants.
I don't under... I...
How did
big
we
mistake.
Do that?
Big,
the worst,
big,
the worst
big
mistake.
Fucking mistake. Big Truly, fucking mistake.
Big fucking mistake.
The biggest big mistake in the world.
I think it's like us going into combat and then us being personal assistants. Those are just like two things you don't want us to do.
We were not meant
no.
to be personal assistants.
No.
But the same applies to even like, because I was a PA for Kevin Feige for Iron Man 3.
Oh.
I was the worst fucking PA they could have asked for. I almost, yeah. If I ever see Kevin Feige again on my Disney job, I might just apologize. Like, bro, I'm sorry.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
But I also had a car that was breaking down. I had no GPS. So I would get lost trying to find Starbucks in the middle of Miami Beach. And then I would show up late. Even something like that, that's still within the same realm that people like us should not even touch. And I think that's why I did really well in retail. I worked at three different Bath and Body Works at three different malls.
Oh my God.
There was something like soothing about fixing shelves. Till this day, I was just at a store yesterday and I started fixing their candles.
Okay, that I didn't know this side of you. I don't even notice when things are like out of whack. I like it.
I just like putting the bottles in order. So that to me was like a more tactile, more straightforward. Now, what I did hate was dealing with customers. And it was hit or miss. And I don't know if that's what you've experienced, but it was hit or miss for me.
It's very much hit or miss. Because, for example, the first time I got a writing job, I was like, I can't believe I'm getting paid to write. And I was like, this is a hit. But then there was a miss there. Because this website like published basically soft porn as well as news. Okay. So they'd have me writing like what happened in Syria. And then they'd be like, quickly, post this picture of Jennifer Lawrence's nipples. And I'm like, can we not though? And they'd be like, do it now. We have to be in the top 10. We have to get 10,000 clicks like by the end of the day. And I was just like, clearly the only woman in this male driven website that had news and tits. And I really wanted to write about the news, but I kept on being siphoned into writing about like, and posting these like naked pictures of women. I would do it under a pseudonym. I was like, do not put my name on those things. But there's like a couple of articles out there of like women looking hot. And then it's like written by me. And I had to actually write a paragraph that as if people would even read my writing that goes with this sexy ass woman on this website that I don't like. It was horrible. I was very morally pulled and pushed in different directions, right? Because I'm like, I'm writing, but I'm also like engaging in bizarre internet behavior. And I remember that like I kept on spending my time writing these articles that I felt really passionate about, but then there'd be like a rapper died and I'd have to write an article in like 2 minutes about this rapper's death, and I felt like a vulture and I just didn't know what to do. And my boss felt hated me because I kept on like questioning him. I'd be like, do we really have to post like a picture of his body? Like, I don't want to post. And he was like, post it now. Like, it was just, I guess he was just trying to run a website, which is like really challenging. And he had to do some like shady shit for them to like get money from advertisers. And I remember this guy, like he smoked a lot and he didn't like me very much. And I started smoking just to go with him on his smoke breaks. And it was 3 days I spent smoking, because the third day I vomited at my desk.
Joanna,
from the smoke and the Red Bull and the $1 pizzas.
Ay Dios, pero...
Pero that was my first writing job. Like, I was a writer. I was so excited to be a writer. It was just, like, not the best writing job.
You think? You think? Bro. Mira. Bueno, I think I said in one episode, I didn't end up doing it, but I almost edited porn.
Oh my God, right. Because that's one of the things you do if you stay in Miami. And
it was hard. And again, nothing against the porn industry, obviously, but it's not something that I thought I would ever end up doing. And I almost did, because it was very difficult for me to find work in the field post graduation from film school. I think I worked in almost every type of field, but the one field I never really touched was the food industry. There was something about it that grossed me out. I don't know why, but I lasted a whole 10 hours at Olive Garden and I quit.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. You said you didn't want, like, you were like, I don't want to go into the restaurant business, but you know which restaurant I might trust? Olive Garden. Like, that's like probably the bottom, Joanna, of the totem pole for, like, gross food. Like, I love Olive Garden. Don't get me wrong. I go to Olive Garden, okay? In Times Square for fun. But, like, not the place I'd recommend someone like you who gets easily grossed out by food and people eating food.
Well, when you're here, you're family, okay? And then you've got that's the true. Endless breadsticks. Mm-hmm. No, but it was mm-hmm. actually for a hostess job. And I remember you had to wear a tie. You had to learn how to tie a tie and all this shit. And I was really, like, excited because it was the most money I would ever make. It was $11 an hour, which mm-hmm. was a big deal. And, but it was the, I didn't realize this, but when you're a hostess, apparently you have to be a mathematician.
Oh God, why is math everywhere, Jenny?
They give you this math equation that you have to learn how to do in order to give people the right estimate as to how long their wait is going to be.
The fuck is the Illuminati? Are you serious? I thought they just guessed.
No, they do fucking not.
I would guess. If I was a hostess, I'd be like, 3 minutes? I don't know. No. Why three? I like the number three.
If you're listening and you're a hostess, if you've ever been a hostess, please enlighten me. Because at least with the fucking Olive Garden, they gave me a pamphlet. This is like, this is the math equation you gotta do. Then there's like the seating situation, right? You as a hostess, it is your job to like seat people. Nothing made sense. It's like, okay, they brought me to one side of the restaurant and this is tables 1 through 12 and 37.
What?
I'm like, why is table 37 next to tables 1 through 12? And then they would take me to this other side and they're like, okay, this is tables 15, 18, 25. At that point, I wanted to just disappear. I was like, I am not going to memorize this nonsensical bullshit. This
dude.
And I didn't. I never came back. Now, there's something about, if you've noticed my pattern here, I was very rip and dip at like my jobs. I never gave a 2 weeks notice.
You're just like, bye.
But you know why? Because I learned the hard way. I learned with my first job at Toys R Us. At the end of the day, you're just a number. They don't really care about you. I ended up having to take a medical leave because I acquired a large hiatal hernia in my stomach from lifting heavy boxes, like power wheels and bicycles and all kinds of stuff. I did the endoscopy. They found out that I had this like large hernia. I was barely eating. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. And I remember coming back to work and saying, I need to like work a little less. Please do not put too much on me. And what happened? It's like, it went in one ear and out the other. They didn't give a fuck. They gave me this insane workload and I quit. And I remember like this one lady named Elizabeth. She's like this short Cuban old lady. She's like, you're never going to find a job ever again.
Oh my God.
Because I fucking quit.
You know, their slogan is, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Like, now I get it. You got that job because you turned 18. And what they're saying is, you don't want to get into the workforce in America, my friend. You will want to stay a kid forever.
They don't treat you right. I think the only time I ever finally gave a 2 weeks notice was when I finally had some decent jobs. Like when I worked for Nesquik, and that was a job that I had for a long time. And then I had a job at Univision and I had a really great boss. And of course, I'm not a monster, but in these like thankless mm-hmm. fucking retail jobs, or like that personal assistant job to this rich old guy who was a piece of shit to me, he was really, really mean and rude. And I was like, bye. I would just fucking ghost. And I had all these like really responsible friends who were like, I just gave in my 2 weeks. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that shit.
Honestly,
I'm not gonna put up with this bullshit for 2 more weeks.
If they can fire you whenever, why can't you leave whenever?
Yeah.
It feels like a weird, like uneven relationship. Yeah. And I agree. I think the only time I didn't give a notice other than that drunk email was I worked for this person for a very long time. She's a really, really well-known producer. Very successful. I respect her work. She was just terrifying. Like, absolutely terrifying. You know, we're talking about how things that seem like the simplest jobs are actually the most difficult. Like, I'm a head writer on a show. That's like the easiest job I've had. You know what I'm saying? The hardest jobs I've had are the ones at the beginning. Like, this, I was her assistant for, I think, 10 days. I had worked in the office for a year just reading scripts. And then they were like, we're giving you the opportunity to be an assistant for this person. Everything from like figuring out how to transfer a freaking call. Like, I couldn't do it right. And she would get so irritated at me. And, you know, I kept on fucking up these small things. And then it all came to a halt when I had to pick up her salad. And she had an arugula salad from this very particular restaurant I had to go pick up. I got it. I put it in front of her. And she grabbed an arugula, one, and threw it at me. And was like, this isn't what I ordered. This arugula is not fresh. And by the way, this isn't my fork. This is a community fork. And I was like, what? Oh, I'm so sorry. And I took it. And this is like 7 days into like just constant and utter panic. Like, I felt like I wasn't enough. I felt like horrible. I kept on just one time I said a guy's last name wrong in those 2 weeks, and she berated me and said that like I was an idiot. By the end of this, I was like, absolutely not worth it.
No,
this job is not worth it. This minimal pay is not worth this psychological torture. And the fact that I'm being convinced that I have to stick it, like just stick with it and keep being mistreated for like no pay and have arugula thrown at me. Like, I'm out. Like, I'm out.
Oh my God.
And I left. I left. And it's interesting because I bumped into this person years later at a play, and she was a doll. She was like, oh my God, I was so sad when you left. You're such a wonderful, sweet person. And I was like, oh, what? What is that? What? And then I feel like if I had been placed in that position now, I would have just felt less horrible because I felt like I was an incompetent person. And what I found out is that that job just didn't fit what I'm strong at. And there's mean people out there and it's their problem. But for me, it was always like, oh, I'm like, this is a reflection of me and my work.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. Never forget the day arugula was thrown at me.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
During my time at University of Miami, I was a dog walker. My actual title was professional dog walker and pet sitter. And it was obviously rewarding because I got to spend time with all these little fur babies. What was not rewarding were their owners. So it was a double-edged sword because I would get to spend time with Rupert, and that was a joy. But then I would deal with their owners spying on me with webcams, especially cat dads. I know people love to talk about the crazy cat lady, but let me tell you something.
Cat dads are worse.
Oh, they're out there and they're real. And they're bad. They are bad. They're the ones that would spy on me with webcams and fucking Skype with their cats from Switzerland. You know, sometimes I would be late because Miami traffic, a lot of these people lived in like bougie ass buildings in Brickell or downtown Miami, and my shitty little car. I remember one time I almost couldn't make it, and I texted the woman on the way there and I said, hey, I'm not going to be able to be there on time. Keep in mind, they're fucking cats. Okay, cats can survive an apocalypse. It's impossible to kill a cat. They have their bowl is there, their water is there, their fucking litter box is there. It's not like a dog. Dogs are really helpless. God bless them, you know?
Yeah, I always say that dogs are like toddlers. They're excited to see you and they're like helpless and you have to help them go potty. And then cats are teenagers. They want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And they're self-sufficient and then they just live in your house.
That's literally what it is. And so I text this lady and I say, hey, I'm so sorry. My car is breaking down on the road right now. I'm going to be there a little late. Instead of asking how the fuck I'm doing, she fucking goes, oh, my poor babies. What's going to happen to them? Oh, my God. Yo, I'm telling you, like, I could write a book. I have so many weird experiences with jobs and people and customers. Like the one time I almost had a heat stroke dressed as the Nesquik bunny while playing defense against Miami Heat player Isaiah Thompson.
Oh my God, what? Oh my God. I feel like you need a Showtime show of all your jobs. Every season is a job. All of these memories are rushing back to me. You know, before we started recording, we were talking about how it's hard to have a perspective on your career, but looking back this past like half hour, oh my God, the amount of stuff I would do. I just remembered I had a job assisting a stand-up booker, as in the guy that books stand-ups for shows. This guy was the weirdest person I'd ever met in my life, ever. It was like a fake job. My job was to basically sell these fake comedy classes to these poor people that just moved to New York to follow their dreams. And it was a terrible class. Again, what you're saying, like hit. My first job in comedy, I did it. I got a job in comedy. Miss. I'm a horrible salesman for a terrible class and I'm selling it to these like vulnerable people wanting to make it. And I felt, again, morally pushed and pulled. And I was just like, can I do something that I don't feel gross at night? Because he would like berate people to pay him. And it felt really slimy and schemy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I met really wonderful people. And he was very kind to me. I didn't find him to be a moral person. And he would book these stand-up shows and make people pay to perform and then just take the money. It just all felt very weird and illegal.
Oh my God, dude. What the and fuck?
I was just like, can I have one job, like truly just one, where I'm like, I don't feel like my morality is in question.
Joanna.
I really struggled. And I was like, I can't do this job anymore. And so then I babysat for him a few times. That was like weirdly one of the most rewarding jobs I had, because it was just hanging out with this little girl and just having the time of our lives. And I realized, like, oh my God, all this like trying to make it and doing whatever to make it. I needed a break from it for a bit. I just needed to get myself out of it. And I did the babysitting and I did some work for a comedy website, just transcribing stuff and interviewing people and doing my stand-up. And that's when Flama came about. It was like, Flama came about right at the moment after I just realized that I was chasing something so hard. I wasn't following the path right. It felt like I was kept on trying to just take whatever road looks like the right road versus like taking a moment. And this is before GPS, like logging onto MapQuest and being like, all right, let me just take a moment and just look at the map, take out a compass and just figure out what my next step is. And just keep doing stand-up. And then that's when Flama happened. But it was like all of these jobs made me just like broke me and built me in different ways.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like all these odd jobs, all these experiences, I got to learn more about people. I think it's helped me with my current work as a character actor, just really studying people's behavior. I've learned how important it is, especially to be respectful to people who work in service, because I know they get treated so poorly. As experienced firsthand, I think it's great that we have this topic going right before Black Friday and all that shit begins, because people are real entitled. Either you forget, or maybe some people have not experienced this kind of work, but they're fucking human beings and they're trying to pay their bills and get their kids gifts for Christmas themselves. And so just please treat people with respect all around. Just always.
I think that the people that have the jobs that society perceives as the most exchangeable or the quote unquote easiest, I truly feel they're the most challenging, because you are worked to death, and then it's, as you said, quite thankless. And it's really every job is deeply noble, and it's something that I've always felt. You know, I come from an immigrant family. I think immigrant families have this perception of like any work is absolutely noble, and I think a lot of people in this world don't see it like that.
No,
there's some jobs that deserve more respect than others in a lot of people's eyes, and like to that I just say absolutely fuck you. Like, fuck you. We're the only generation that's poorer than our parents in like the history of humanity, and a lot of us have had to work a lot of jobs and continue have to work a lot of jobs, and it's challenging and it's hard, and I think it's tough, but it I think it does give us a lot of us a perspective on what it is to work, really truly work, and it merits all the respect in the world, no matter what you do.
One thing I will say though to everyone listening though is that I'm a big advocate for speaking up and standing up for yourself if you feel like you are not being treated well at your place of work, especially for people of color, women of color, people with disabilities, et cetera, et cetera. Like, that has happened all too often, even in our own film industry. That's what the whole IATSE strike was about. If you feel like you're being overworked, underpaid, being mistreated in any way, shape, or form, say something. You are not alone, and you're going to help other people gain the strength to speak up for themselves as well. So, you know, because I've been there. Many people in my circles have been there. No aguantas tanto either. I know a job is a job, but don't take the shit either.
Well, Jenny.
What a ride.
Look at that. We went on a ride to our past, and gotta say, I don't want to go back.
No.
Don't want to go back.
No. It was quite brutal. And that's not to say that what we do now is also not grueling, because I can write a book on BuzzFeed. But anyway.
Oh, God. I can write a book on Univision.
No, man. You know, it is what it is. Like, you know, it's you learn along the way, and you still meet. I feel like along with all my jobs, I always made good connections, good friendships. Some are still my friends today. And you just got to take the good that comes out of the bullshit sometimes.
Gotta take the good
with the bullshit.
Yeah. In Venezuela, we have a term, echarle bolas, which is like give it balls.
Yes.
Which I don't love, but I do love that term, where you work so hard, your genitals are helping you, because it's like every other part of your body is trying to make something work. And I applaud all those people that are echándole bolas at whatever job that they have.
Yes, absolutely.
I guess it's weird that I just said that your genitals are helping you with your job. I didn't mean that sexually. I meant it like some non-sexually. Fuck.
Okay.
This doesn't translate well. push with your genitals is basically what it says. Oh, God. You know what? Just understand the metaphor behind it. You don't have to be worried.
Push it. Push it good.
Push it real good.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.